Greatness is associated with the world stage. We're blinkered to say that the Irish rugby team or a province has dominated. Leinster, I think, under Joe Schmidt, that was a great team.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Gaelic football on Off the Ball.
With AIB, proud sponsors of the GAA Senior Football Championship. Check out hashtag the toughest for more.
Glen Ryan, hard luck. That's Kildare's relegation confirmed. It's probably been a few weeks in the making, but today just did it.
Yeah. That's the case. And I suppose, you know, it's the focus. Switches firmly to championship in a couple of weeks' time. So we obviously just expected better performance and didn't expect to be in this position. I think the fellas showed tonight that there certainly wasn't a lack of effort or lack of want or trying in their part. You know, in tough circumstances over the last few weeks, they've really just done everything they could do to try and get it right. Just not working at the moment, but you know, hopefully we'll have some more fellas to come back in and things will improve. I think we have shown improvement over the last couple of games. Certainly the first few weren't anywhere near where we wanted them to be. The last couple, again, we want to be in every game, but at least we're looking at where we can find some positives.
Yeah, look at it's a ruthless division, as you know well. I was at the Meath game and it was on a knife edge with 20 minutes to go. The Cork game, you had a great start to the game. It just hasn't clicked for you, and like obviously you had a couple of injuries in the Meath game as well. You're seeing it on the training field, are you? You're seeing the kind of response, because on the field the lads are showing up, but it's just not clicking.
Yeah. Oh, I suppose that's the best way of clicking, of saying, you know, it isn't clicking. And I suppose the perception from the outside looking in would be that there must be stuff going on there, or maybe they're not putting the effort in, maybe they're not putting the work in. And if I thought that was the case, I certainly wouldn't be around to try and make these fellas into poorer footballers. But what I'm seeing on the pitch is just a huge honesty and a huge want and desire to try and get it right. Because we all know that they're better than what they've shown. And we all want them to be. At the end of the day, we want them to play to their best. And when they don't, it's very disappointing. You're hard to go out to these fellas. But we have to be realistic as well and say we can't wallow in this. We've a huge game coming up in 4 weeks' time. And ultimately, we want to do our best in championship. That's not taken from the fact that we've been relegated and we're all hugely disappointed. But if we play our best in championship, I'd swap it.
You mentioned the lads been on the floor there, and it's a tough time in Kildare at the minute because the pressure has been on. How difficult is it getting things motoring on a Tuesday and a Thursday night then, when I suppose all the outside noise is going on?
It'd be hugely difficult if you weren't energised by the players, and it's the players that bring the energy to it. It's the players that bring the want to try and make it better. We're only there to facilitate them. We're not dragging them kicking and screaming to Hogfield. At times we're dragging them kicking and screaming off it, and you know, that's, I suppose, that's the mystery of the whole thing. But when you put that work in, it will eventually turn, and when it does turn, I think these fellas will be in a very, very strong place, and for them to, as I say, to come through, as you said, tough times. We all know there'll be tougher things in life, but from a football perspective, it's been hard going, and I've nothing but admiration for these fellas, the way they've done it unflinchingly over the last number of weeks.
Yeah, the calendar has changed a lot in the last couple of years. We saw it last year with, in particular, Cork and Meath, and they would have credited having 4 or 5 weeks of a break or a time to focus on their game plan, that they were able to get a bit of a groove for the rest of the year. It wasn't the plan, but now you have 4 weeks to focus on Leinster and playing for your place in Sam. Does it kind of change it now that you're not having this hanging over you?
Oh, it's terrible to say. It's nearly like a weight off our shoulders tonight. Like, I really thought tonight that we're going to give ourselves a real good rattle and have a massive game here against Loud next week.
Well, the noise took off when Alex Byrne scored that goal with 20 minutes to go.
Yeah, and it was terribly disappointing that we just didn't make the most of it. And probably similarly last week down in Cork, when we put ourselves in a really strong position, we just didn't double down and make it make the most of it. But you know, the length of that goal gives you the knowledge, which we already knew, that there is quality there. An awful lot of stuff that we know that we can cut out, that we have to cut out. But I say the focus is now, we know what we have to get right for now. It's the 14th of...
quarterfinal of, yeah.
Yeah, we will be playing Westmead and or Wicklow on that day. It's 4 weeks, and to be honest, I think we're better off that way, that it's not 8 weeks. I think that these fellas are really focused, and the more that's thrown away, the more they're ready to respond, and I just think the sooner comes the better.
Paddy McBertie, congratulations, Donegal back to Division 1. That's a big thing, getting that sorted this early in the year.
Yeah, listen, it was probably our primary objective when we met at the start of the year, was to get back to Division 1. It can be tricky to get out of Division 2, so we took every game as it came, and you know, that's the first objective of the year done, and we're happy out.
Absolutely. Today, like, you posted 17 points, 16 from play. Yourself and Oisín Gallan only got a point apiece, so you're sharing the load across there.
No, listen, that's happy days for us. Listen, we've a range of scorers there, and happy days, hey. 16 out of 17 scores and play isn't bad. I think the other one was a mark, was it? So yeah, happy days.
So you count that as a player, what do you do?
No, that's a play. Well, it's more leaning towards play than a free.
Yeah, absolutely. And like, how are you enjoying this year? Because it's been a difficult couple of years of injuries, and I suppose a bit of chopping and change with management over the last few years. How enjoyable have you found the first few months of this year?
Very enjoyable. Listen, obviously Jim coming back kind of give a breath of fresh air to the whole county, and you know, everything that he brings to set up, and all the young lads that have come in there, they've really, really driven the whole thing on. So yeah, really enjoying the football. You know, when you're winning games, it makes things easier. But as a group there, we know that we're a Division 1 team, and we're just happy to be back there now.
You can see the energy on the field and off the field as well. You do have a buzz about you at the minute. Is that a really important thing when you're playing football? You're obviously 10, 12 years playing intercounty football now at this stage. How important is it to have that kind of energy driving you on?
Well, listen, you need that. It's not a nice place to be if it's not there training every Tuesday, Thursday, in the gym sessions as well. So we're happy. There's a good vibe there. They're a great bunch of lads. Can't say a bad word about any of them. And you know, every day we go to training's a learning day, and we're just happy out. And we've one more league game now against Meath next Saturday, and probably a league final to look forward to. So you know, we're looking forward to that.
You've played with a lot of quality footballers over the years. How enjoyable is it playing with Oisín Gallan when you're bold in your groove early this year?
Listen, Oisín's a top player. You know, he's had a tough couple of years with injuries. People throughout the country probably haven't heard of Oisín until maybe last year, but I think within the group there, within Donegal, everyone knows Oisín's qualities. Great guy, and you know, last year and the start of this year, he started off very well.
Yeah, last one. You know well about championship pace and the difference between league football and championship football. You've a young group that are coming over the last couple of weeks. How are you going to make sure that those boys are ready to rock in a month's time?
I think it comes down to the training pitch, and as I said, we have two games now to sort that out. We know we have a big test in 5 weeks' time against Derry. They're going for 3 in a row and Ulster titles, so it's all about that date in Selly Park.
Are you back home on the bus this evening?
We are.
How do you spend that time? Is it cards? Is it Netflix? Is it falling asleep?
It's Netflix, to be honest. It's 7:15 now. I think it's 5.5 hours back to Donegal, so we'll get a bit of food here now and get up the road.
We'll let you go, Paddy. Thanks for talking.
All right, Tommy.
First step for the group in many respects. You know, we wanted to get back to Division 1, obviously. You know, and I suppose from the very first day, it was a major focus for the group, and delighted. Delighted with the attitude, honestly, the efforts. Still not the finished product, but you know, very happy with the second half there. Moved the ball very well, kicked some really good scores, left some good scores behind it as well. But overall, no, nice progression through the National League. Very positive campaign for us. Yeah. Put an awful lot of scores on the board. Our transitional game starting to come to the fore there the night again. It was exciting to see that. So no, we're very happy, and obviously nobody got injured, and then we invited a couple of boys back in tonight as well, which was great.
Yeah, and a big part of that transitional game includes Pádraig Mógán. He was fantastic tonight. He scored 5 points. He should have had more, and I think he might have started in the fullback line. Would that be right?
Listen, the way the thing is at the minute, they're playing in every position anyway, and they're interchanging. And I suppose, listen, to be honest with you, it depends on the phase of play. You know, you could have a corner back playing corner forward and a kick out press, and equally they could be man marking at the other end. But very, very happy with them. I suppose more than anything is timing. His timing was exceptional, you know, coming onto that ball at pace and kick some beautiful scores, you know. So it's great, you know, and obviously we've three other fullbacks there that we'll be hoping to get back at some stage as well. But it's great, and I suppose, you know, obviously Ban and Brendan, Keenan McColgan and Stephen McMenamin, all those lads, you know, it gives you a chance then to look at other fellas, and that's been great.
Yeah, 9 different scorers tonight. I think it might have been one mark. The rest was all from play, so it was.
Well, that's probably because we never got any frees. But very positive night for us. Yeah. You know, there's always that wee bit of pressure when you get to the final furlong, if you like. You want to get over the line. Obviously, Kildare were here tonight, and you knew by them that they were fighting for their lives and brought that intensity and brought that energy themselves. So we had to ride that out as well, and happy with the second half.
Yeah. Jim, with the Armagh result at halftime pretty much confirming, you know, promotion today, you've got a round robin game next week against Meath in a league final. How are you going to manage the next couple of weeks for the big game in Ulster? Because you're up now.
Yeah, listen, we'll just do what we have been doing. I suppose, being honest, we'll be doing what we did the whole way through the National League, and that is using it as an opportunity to develop the game plan, use it as an opportunity to develop players, use it as an opportunity to bring players back that have been outside the fold and give them game time and try to continue to win. That's going to be the objective, you know. So nothing really changes from that point of view. You know, keep building on our own fitness levels, our style of play, which, you know, has taken positive steps in the last couple of weeks.
So you can't take the foot off the gas in the next couple of weeks, because we saw how difficult it was last year for teams to manage those late weeks in the league and championship.
No, I think the big plus for us tonight is we have no injuries. You know, that's a big plus, like, because, like, if you had a lad coming in there tonight and he had a hamstring injury, for example, then, you know, he's under pressure for that game. So that's a massive positive that we have no injuries, and we'll just keep trying to rotate everybody, keep trying to look at everything and move from there.
Kyle O'Donnell back on the pitch today, Jim.
Yeah.
It's been a bit of a wait for me. It's about his time, but I think he's going to be a huge asset going forward.
He's a great player. You know, we all know his quality, good pace, two feet, very safe on the ball, good decision maker. So he's got all the things that you want in a player. He's very flexible. You know, he's played full forward for Donegal, centre forward, half forward, corner forward. So that's those utility players that don't give the ball away, that can use the ball and punish teams. That's what you're looking for. So he's a good, you know, bit to go. Like, you know, obviously you're apprehensive. I spoke with him before he went on, you know, and asked him, is he okay and is he ready? And he said he was, and he got that 20 minutes. And so we'll try and feed him in now. We'll feed him in over the next number of months, try and build him up to the level, as we will do with all the other lads coming back.
You mentioned at the start, Jim, about you weren't the finished product, and obviously there's things to work on. What do you see as the areas that you need to get as much as you can out of them?
I suppose, like tonight, suppose, Oisin, like, you know, we give the ball away a lot on the transition. Yeah. Like, it's harder to score points in established attack when you're trying to break a team down than it is in the transition. We were managing through that really well tonight and giving the ball away in the moments where you should be able to progress it quickly and break out of the back. So, you know, controlling the ball and controlling the game and having that really solid grasp, we did that really well in periods, won the ball, broke with the ball, and then maybe 50 yards, 60 yards into the transition, you know, a loose pass or a ball to feet, or, you know, just tidying up stuff more than anything. So nothing major, but, you know, once we hopefully get them wrinkles ironed out, then, you know, it'll hopefully set us up for the summer.
Yeah, just fighting for me then. That's the first box tick then of the year.
Absolutely, that's a big box for us. It is a big box for us. It's a big moment. Like I said to the boys during the week, I remember being in Crow Park in 1988, the first time Donegal ever played in Division 1, and I remember the excitement as a child, the first time Donegal ever got into Division 1, and that's where we want to be, you know. It's not something that you take for granted, and when you're there, you have to work and fight for every game. That's the big guns, everybody's, and that, you know, that has been proven this year. Dublin are working for games, you know, Kerry have been working for games, all the top teams, so it's very, very competitive. That's where we want to be. We have a young side. We want to try and develop them as much as we can now, bring as many of the lads back that are hopefully will become available over the next weeks, and just build the team. We're in the process of building a team, and that's what we need to keep on doing.
Well done.
Jim, Gallen's late mark was the only score from a free, everything else from play, which is brilliant. You've posted some big scores across the league so far. You know, Paddy McBurdy only scored a point as well today. How important is it to get the spread of scores in Gaelic football at the minute? Because you're able to pin teams back with a full forward line and you're shooting from distance. Is that a massive thing this year?
I think it is. I think everybody's looking at different ways to do it. From our own point of view, like, we're happy with the quality of players we have. We just have to find a way for them all to play together, for them all to be in sync, and for them all to be selfless, to understand that everybody has a role to play. You know, Patter coming from deep tonight, he gets the scores. One more pass, that could have been Oisin with three or four. That's the way you have to look at it. You have to look at it in the context it's a wheel, and the wheel's going to come round again, and that everybody has the same value in the pitch. And that's what we have to try and build and develop. And you need that flexibility now, because so many questions are being asked in every phase of play. And so that is the big challenge.
Last one here, given the relentless nature of the league and the manner in which the season has changed, is there any worries about being championship ready when it comes around, given that this is Division 2?
No, listen, we will just look after ourselves. I think, you know, a wee bit of breathing space would be brilliant. I think a wee bit of breathing space for the championship would be brilliant as well. I think it's tough when you're reading things and seeing things where people are talking about, you know, do I want to or do I not want to be in a league final. I don't think that's where we need to be. I think, you know, I don't think it's fair on the sponsors. You know, if I'm a sponsor and I'm looking at that and I'm listening to people deciding maybe or maybe not I'm interested in playing that game, I don't think that's serving them well as well, you know. So I think people need to be motivated to be there, and the only way you can be fully motivated is to know that you have an opportunity to play the game and you still have an opportunity then to prepare your team properly for the championship. And it's not the manager's fault that clash has been put upon them. They have to make a decision then. That's what you know, high level sport is all about. You know, you have to make decisions that's best for your team. So it doesn't help when that challenge has been brought to your door. And so I think they should find a week or two to give teams the opportunity to really go after the league, really go after a league final, and progress their teams for their training into the championship.
Kieran, all the smiles now with your teammates probably sums up. Good day for your side.
Yeah, good. I suppose get the win first and foremost. It's always challenging coming down to Salt Hill. Conditions were difficult, like the ground's very soft. There actually wasn't too much of a breeze. Normally there is a bit of a breeze in Salt Hill, but it was soft underfoot. But nice to put in a performance. Look, I suppose we're probably disappointed with how we played in the first half. We turned over the ball a lot. You know, a lot of basics. We didn't execute the fundamentals. But you know, one thing they were really delighted about was just see the young lads really pushing on within the group, putting in really, really good performances. You know, Killian McGuinness first game starting with Dublin, getting 2 points. Lorcan O'Dell, Theo Clancy, Bugsy, everyone, like all the young lads, really pushing the team. And that's what you really want in a group, lads like that pushing us, all the lads on. And you know, really excited about next week's game then, and look, if we can put a performance there, hopefully we'll be in a position then that, you know, we could potentially be in a league final, which is something also to be excited about.
Is that a target for your side? Everyone talks about the league, and it's a $1 million question, and everybody has a different agenda. Is it a target for your group to try and get into that league final?
It's an incredible competition. Like, I think every GAA player loves the league. Like, you know, you don't really have much time to really think about anything, because week after week you're playing football matches, and like this, you're going down to Salt Hill this week, like the last time we were up in Derry in Celtic Park, and you know, going to see different counties, different venues. It's great excitement, and you know, there's the main man there.
I'm surprised I didn't hear an up shells.
Yeah, up shells. Yeah, right. It doesn't stop about shells, but so look, I love the league, and you know, you just have to take each game as it comes. And look, if we put on performance next day, who knows where we'll be, and that's something to be excited about.
Jesse, you're continuing your momentum, a wonderful victory for your side today.
Yeah, look, it's just good to get the 2 points. The conditions weren't great out there. You know, there was a lot of sloppy football. A lot of aspects of our performance we wouldn't be too pleased with. But nonetheless, in the overall, I think a win in Salt Hill, you'll take that most days.
Yeah, it certainly was a day where you had to roll up your sleeves and, you know, just fight for it. And you guys were more than apt and took that fight and went out on top.
Yeah, you know, I think, to be fair to Galway, they're missing a significant amount of players, and some serious talent not available to them that obviously impacts how competitive they can be. So, you know, from that perspective, we won't be reading too much into it. Galway will be a different opposition come summer, no doubt about that. And then for us, it's, you know, we're sort of in a decent vein of form. You know, a couple of wins back to back, and look forward to next weekend. Now it gives us an opportunity to get some more game time into some lads who are coming back, and obviously some game time into some newer players that need the exposure as well.
How happy though are you? Like, probably everybody probably went over the top about the opening kind of results, but you've really hit in form. You're shown, even today in horrible conditions, you're shown glimpses of your class.
Yeah, look, it's early days, you know. It's still National League, and you know, on a day like this, you think it was the middle of the winter. So you definitely, nobody will be getting ahead of themselves. Everyone is using the league slightly differently. You wouldn't be building too much of a hypothesis on form or on what's going to come for the summer based on what you've seen so far. We'll just work hard over the next couple of weeks and try and get ready for Leinster Championship.
Yeah, that's coming around the corner so quickly now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's less than a month away now at this stage, so it's coming at us hard and fast, and you know, obviously getting minutes into players, getting a bit of exposure, trying out new things in the league, experimenting somewhat, trying to bed down some of the principles we had been working on, you know. So the league for us has served its purpose, but now we need to move into championship mode and start to prep for that.
Pádraig, I suppose it was always going to be a challenge with the All-Ireland champions coming to town, and it proved to be that.
Yeah, look, it was. Look, they're a great side, Johnny, as we know, and look, we gave away too much ball inside the far side as well. Every time we tap, we turned it over, and when we give it away again, good teams, they'll punish it day in, day out, and you know, they did that relentlessly.
Seemed to be a phaser in the first half. Anytime we got a score, they seemed to come right back down, a quick kick out or whatever, and get one back.
Yeah, look, they'll do that. Look, we knew they were going to do that. We knew they were going to kick the ball up quickly. We knew it was going to go, but we didn't cover it enough. Didn't probably show enough aggression levels from us and enough energy from the group as a whole. You know, probably only, I'd say, maybe four or five players maximum could say that they played to their ability, you know. So disappointing on that side of it. You know, we'd expect a more fight in a big home crowd there as well. So look, it's disappointing that way, yeah.
Is the one positive perhaps a couple of the youngsters coming on and getting a couple of scores? Maybe they were fearless out of the group?
Yeah, well, look, the young people, Johnny, as you always say, you know, they give us energy anyway, and they give us legs, you know. So look, yeah, they're doing well, the young lads. So look, maybe that's the way to go with some of them, you know.
Probably in a sticky spot now, coming watching over your shoulder, Kerry. Probably need a result down there, or depends how results go.
Look, at 100%, we need a result. We can't be relying and waiting on hoping other teams do us favours. You know, look, we've had a mediocre league so far. We know that, but look, at the same time, we've one game left. It's in our own hands. It's going to be a mammoth task going down there to try and get a result against Kerry. So, but look, we'll regroup ourselves, get back training Tuesday night, and see where we go.
Question you're probably sick to death answering, but we're all so curious. Liam Silk on today, is he on the bench today? Is he close? Anyone else?
Look, Liam is a close to him, the rest of them were still a few weeks away, you know. So look, it is what it is. We knew all along. I was kind of fighting the question every week, Johnny, to be honest. Like, there's a lot of them are long term injuries, and we've championship in 3 weeks' time, so we probably won't see a lot of them for that either. So yeah, Liam is back, but I just felt today the conditions and the game probably didn't suit him to chance him on that. So look, we'll get another block of training next week, and hopefully he'll feature next weekend for some stage.
We're also excited. We saw Sean Kelly back, not involved today. Is that another rehab?
Yeah, look, he just picked up a knock in training on Thursday night there, you know, and look, it was just disappointing. He just had a small little setback, so again, it's going to be a couple of weeks before we get him back on again. So look, you'll find that sometimes with players when they come back from injury, they might overdo it or try something else, or maybe over accommodating on the injury they have and pick up a little nick somewhere else. And he just picked up a small little muscle injury, which won't be too bad, but it'll still be 2 to 3 weeks, you know.
I suppose you touched on there with the weather conditions and pitches so heavy, you have to be so cautious, don't you?
Look what you do, and again, like we're training ourselves out in Loch George, Johnny, you know, and it's hard to find the grass on the pitch, and a lot of it, you know, because a lot of teams in there training, and I think every county's the same. The conditions are hard, pitches are heavy, and you have to be more or less mindful at this time of the year. But look, we'll get back on Tuesday night, we'll regroup, get a bit of training done, and we'll get ourselves organised and get a battling performance out of us next Sunday down in Clarny.
Gaelic football on Off the Ball
with AIB, proud sponsors of the GAA Senior Football Championship. Check out hashtag the toughest for more.